Status of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu in the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam held a great deal of respect for Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying down when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arrived, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained lying. After some time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu arrived, but again he remained lying. When Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu arrived, he instantly adjusted his clothes and said, "There is a great deal of modesty in the disposition of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, and it is in considering of his feeling that I have done this." He was one of those rare men who had never consumed alcohol and had never approached adultery even prior to accepting Islam. In the country of Arabia, where drinking alcohol was thought to be a source of pride and adultery a daily indulgence, these were qualities which could not be found in more than a handful of people before Islam. Therefore, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was no ordinary man. He possessed very high moral qualities. With respect to worldly rank, he was exceptional. He was the foremost in Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very pleased with him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu has declared him as being among the six men who, up until the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, held his utmost pleasure. Furthermore, he was from the Ashra Mubashara. Footnote. In actuality, Ashra Mubashara has become a renowned term. Otherwise, there were many more companions about whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prophesied that they would enter paradise. The term Ashra Mubashara refers to those 10 Muhajireen who were a part of the Majlis Ashura, consultative body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whom he especially trusted. End footnote. Meaning he was one of those 10 men about whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given the glad tiding that they would enter paradise. For about 6 years after he took up the office of Khilafat, no disorder of any kind arose. In fact, people were generally very pleased with him. After this, conflict suddenly arose which steadily grew so large that it could not be stopped by the efforts of any individual. Ultimately, this proved to be extremely injurious for Islam. 1300 years have passed, but its effect upon the Muslim Ummah have not died away to this day.